The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Pesachim Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara earlier mentioned that the shiur for a mikveh is a revius. One revius of water is a shiur, it's not makabel tumah, and it's a shiur of a mikveh. But the Pesachim speak out, or Pila Gemara, that's only for a keli. But for an Odom, even a small person, min ha-Torah, you have to have 40 sot to make a mikveh, and that's the shiur of a mikveh. So I'd like to speak out a little bit about the shiur of a mikveh b'zman hazeh, and how they build the mikveh b'zman hazeh, which shiur is used for the amount of water needed for a mikveh. The Gemara in Chagiga Darshan's may mikveh means mayim shekol gufe shel adam oil behem, enough water for a person to be oiler, and kama, how much is that? That's 40 saw. Now the Rav Rashi explains in the Tshuva, it does not mean to say how much water you need to cover a person. Because if you would dig a hole in the ground in the counter of a person, and the person gets in there, with a few gallons of water, you could just cover him around and around. With one shmata, you can wet a person around and around if his shape is right. If you only support his sword to cover a person, now the Rosh says it means oiler, enough water to be bottled. That means a person goes in the mikveh, there's enough water to equal him and cover around him. That whole shear of him and the water to cover him, that's the share of 40 saw, which is, according to the Gemara, an ame al ame v'rum gimel amis. An ame by an ame, and high is 3 amis, a cubic measure of 1 by 3 amis, that's the share of a mikveh. Now, if you want to calculate this into gallons, according to Al Chizbonis, how it would work out, the Chesed would go like this. A saw is 144 eggs in volume, because a saw, 6 eggs makes a lug, 4 lugs make a roiva, and 24 of them make a saw, so 144 eggs makes a saw. So now 40 times that, which is 5,770 eggs, that's the share of a mikveh. So it comes out, again, a saw is 144 eggs, and 40 times that is 5,760 eggs, and since each egg is approximately 2 ounces, so mikveh l'chayr would be 11,520 ounces, which is around about 90 gallons of liquid, would be the minimal share for a mikveh of 40 saw, which is also around about amal lungim amis. But the place can say that no one should ever use a mikveh in a share of 90 gallons. First of all, there is a tzlachim sech tzachim that tries to prove that eggs nowadays are only half as big as they were in the Zman HaGemara. And the tzlach proves that in the following way. The Gemara says in Masechet Tzachim Gav Tuf Tes, there are two ways to measure a revius of wine for Arba Kodeshos. One way is in eggs. 1.5 eggs is a revius of a lug. That's a revius. Another way is, if you measure 2 fingers by 2 fingers by 2.7 fingers, a halal like that, a cubically measured like that, that will be the shear of revius. So according to the Gemara, 1.5 eggs in volume and 2 by 2 by 2.7 eggs in volume should be the same measure. So now Yehuda, as he writes in Tzlach, Psochem Kuftes, made experiments like that, and lo and behold, the way he measured with fingers and the way he measured with eggs came out to be one was half the other. The egg measure was 1.5 eggs was half as big as the measure done by fingers. Now Rabbi Yehuda came to the conclusion that eggs have shrunk and they're only half as big as they were in Zman HaGemara, and therefore you have to double all the shiurim based on eggs. So if you want to now make 90 gallons based on eggs, you have to now go and make it 180 gallons. And in fact, Rav Avraham Chaim Noe writes that the minimal shear of a mikveh is 180 gallons. He hasn't in holds all the shear stream after double, but over here by mikveh, it's machmen to have 180 gallons. And Mr. Shavura talks about this experiment of the tzlach, and it says some hold the tzlach was right, some hold the things maybe were bigger, whatever it was. And Mr. Shavura comes out for the right, so they can measure the yati machm like the tzlach. So, anything which is deraisa, such as a 40-saw of a mikveh, gets a double share, and therefore the minimal measure, Rav Avraham Chaim Noe, is 180 gallons. Rav Avraham Chaim Noe himself writes that l'chumra the mikveh should go a bit more, and his biggest share of 255 gallons. Rav Moshe Feinstein says l'chatchila should have 191 gallons. The chazinis is in this not as machmir, and he holds his shares 198.2 gallons for a mikveh. Now, there is a Chassan Sofer that had a share that is bigger than all the Siyurim, bigger than the Moses and the Chazon Ishiz Amachayim Noah's share, and he comes to a conclusion that the Daki Tshuva explains the Chassan Sofer, and Daki Tshuva says in Yodaya that according to Chassan Sofer, you have to have around 229.5 gallons approximately to make a mikveh. Now, the truth is that nowadays they make mikvehs much bigger than the minimal shear, and there's a minigah oilom in liters to make 1,000 liters, which is 264 gallons for a mikveh, and all the mikvehs they make are 264 gallons of rainwater, and through that they, now they can make a hole in the mikveh and make a bigger bora tefillah, and they can put city water in the mikveh and connect with our socket to this 264 gallons, and that's where they make a mikveh nowadays using that share of a mikveh. Now, the custom has become in many places to make what they call a double share mikveh. What they do is they make a mikveh on top of the mikveh and they put a board in between with a very small hole, about a few inches big, shefarishanoid. They make it like a tefachah nowadays, but a little bit smaller, and they have a hole between the two mikvahs. 1,000 liters on top, 1,000 liters on bottom, and they do that, there shouldn't be a chash of noshen saw and notel saw. Why is that? Because when you connect this to the shurim water, so time after time when you travel, or even touch time after time, sooner or later there will be a change of water, and it might become mayim shu'uvim aroiv. And Nosson Sov and Nosson Sov come to some Rishonim is possible for a mikveh, and if it's Rav Shum, it's not good. But if you have a bottom a mikveh separated from the top mikveh, which is connected to the Bayat Filah, so even if in the top mikveh that's connected, there might be a fall of Mayim Shuvim, but for that to pressure down into the bottom mikveh, it will not work. And therefore, the bottom mikveh will always retain a share of 40 saw of rainwater, to match the top is connected, and match in return the boreat filler. Now, there are some who didn't hold that this because they held that the klal of lach balach, yes, bilu lach balach, there'll be a mixture of shuvin, and it'll still get mixed in the bottom sooner or later. But many held that that wouldn't mix, that's not called bilu lach balach, because the pressure and the water wouldn't let it down, get through touch a hole, and therefore, this will ensure the mix is kosher. Val Kulpanim, this is the way they build mikvahs nowadays, and the shear of mikveh is usually made at least 1,000 liters, which is approximately 264 gallons of water.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.